When Kentucky farmer Wendell Berry welcomed me to his porch, he understood my quest before I did. You doctors who kicked over the traces interest me a lot. There are doctors suffering pretty badly because of that collision of technology with flesh. His words crystallized my growing discomfort with conventional medicine's limitations. I never expected to find answers to our fragmented healthcare approach in sustainable agriculture, yet that's exactly where the most profound insights emerged. The revolutionary premise that ecological farming principles offer profound wisdom for human health connects two worlds we've artificially separated, but that fundamentally operate by the same principles. At Jubilee Biodynamic Farm, Farmer Eric showed me a handful of rich, cocoa-colored soil with perfect tilth, moist, alive with microorganisms, with a texture like pastry dough. It's like good chi, his colleague explained. You know it when you see it. This soil wasn't always healthy. Initially, Eric collected soil analysis reports resembling medical lab results and applied 50 tons of imported minerals based on lab recommendations with minimal improvement. This mirrored my patient Allie's situation, who arrived with shopping bags of supplements that hadn't helped her chronic fatigue. What transformed Jubilee soil was switching to biodynamic farming, emphasizing interconnections between physical and living systems. I witnessed this cycle firsthand. Cows consume grass, converting it through their microbiota into nutrients, while their manure returns to soil, where microbes transform it into rich humus that nourishes plants, boosting immunity and delivering balanced nutrients. Stanford researcher Justin Sonnenberg explained that gut microbes function like a newly discovered organ, potentially more therapeutically accessible than our genome, since you can change a microbiome in a day. Research comparing Italian and Burkina Faso children revealed that children eating locally grown plant-based foods had more diverse gut bacteria that excel at extracting nutrients from unprocessed foods while offering protective functions. By contrast, children eating Western diets had more Homer Simpson bacteria that thrive on fats and sugars, store calories efficiently, and promote inflammation. When Allie connected to sustainable agriculture through farm-fresh foods, seasonal produce, dirty farm vegetables, avoiding antimicrobial chemicals, and community gardening, her health transformed. 4 months later, she had stopped almost all medications and felt well for the first time in years, with all her previously low nutrients returning to normal. In Missouri's Ozarks, rancher Cody Holmes transformed his cattle operation after realizing conventional inputs weren't economically sustainable. After abandoning hormones, vaccines, and commercial feed, his results were remarkable. Healthier soil, cleaner water, and zero calf mortality, a claim so extraordinary that university experts accused him of lying. Cody described traditional weaning as singularly tragic, with calves separated from mothers at 6 to 8 weeks, causing stress, illness, and 5 to 7% mortality. After switching to bison-style grazing and keeping calves with mothers, mortality plummeted, while fertility improved by 25%. The calves learned to identify medicinal herbs and developed natural parasite resistance. I cannot teach a calf how to graze, Cody explained, but I can offer the mother the opportunity to teach her calf. This wisdom parallels human research showing flavor exposure begins in the womb and continues through breast milk. Children introduced to bitter vegetables early, often, and in varied combinations develop better long-term acceptance. Family meals, pleasant eating environments, and parents modeling vegetable consumption all encourage healthier eating habits. In Arkansas, Gary Cox found renewed purpose after converting from conventional egg production to a pasture-based facility. One operation had 15,000 beak-trimmed hens in dim, ammonia-filled conditions, while Gary's birds engaged in natural behaviors outdoors. These environments mirrored two swine flu patients. Mike developed pneumonia requiring months of recovery, while Carl recovered within a week. Stress researcher Bruce McEwen explained that Gary's hens faced intense but brief threats, efficiently mobilizing their stress response without experiencing allostatic overload. Conventionally raised hens endured chronic stressors, poor air quality, mites, crowding-induced insomnia, and social isolation despite proximity. indoor hens laid about 20% more eggs than pastured hens because confined hens, with nothing better to do, ate constantly, similar to humans who stress eat when bored. Pastured hens stayed active, foraging, and socializing. The bigger picture revealed pastured eggs had superior nutritional value and fewer health problems, highlighting how prioritizing quantity over quality mirrors our short-sighted human productivity model. At Scribe Winery in Sonoma, winemaker Andrew Mariani learned that his vineyard was a complex ecosystem after eliminating rattlesnakes, which triggered a devastating gopher population explosion. Viticulturist Jeff Wheeler implemented integrated pest management, oak forests housing beneficial insects, native plants attracting pollinators, poultry controlling pests, and strategically managed weeds. This ecological approach inspired radiologist Bob Gatenby's adaptive therapy for cancer treatment. Rather than overwhelming with maximum chemotherapy doses, treatment is calibrated based on tumor response. In groundbreaking studies, this method maintained tumors at static levels indefinitely, while conventional approaches triggered aggressive growth as resistant cells emerged. This paradigm shift views cancer as a manageable presence rather than an invader requiring elimination, mirroring sustainable agriculture's approach to pest management. Just as vineyards thrive through careful balance rather than attempted pest eradication, human bodies might better manage cancer through approaches that work with biological systems rather than against them. In the Bronx, Karen Washington transformed trash-filled vacant lots into thriving community gardens. Beyond vegetables and chickens, the Garden of Happiness featured a 9/11 shrine, picnic tables, and party lights, a true gathering place where the community connected. This urban farm network served multiple health functions. The market made produce affordable through food subsidy programs, offering healthy options in convenient locations. Three octogenarian gardeners looked decades younger than their age. Research confirms gardening benefits older adults by reducing falls, depression, and dementia. Beyond nutrition, the garden network fostered entrepreneurship and transformed a drug-dealing hotspot into a safe community space. Sociologist Robert Sampson found that neighborhood crime rates weren't primarily determined by economic status, but by collective efficacy, a community-wide belief that members could make a difference by working together. My journey through sustainable farms revealed a profound truth. Health emerges from relationships, not isolation. Just as farmers focus on soil health rather than just crop yield, human health requires viewing the whole person ecosystem instead of isolated symptoms. The vital signs of resilient systems, diversity, synergy, and redundancy, apply equally to farms and human bodies. Creating a personal health map of the conversations contributing to our wellness helps identify thriving areas and those needing rebalancing. With healthcare providers who think ecologically, we can transform our unsustainable healthcare system just as conscious consumers have helped nurture healthy farms. The wisdom of sustainable agriculture offers a path to health that honors our interconnected nature. When we recognize that we're part of nature's cycles rather than separate from them, we discover that the same principles nurturing thriving farms can nurture thriving humans, revealing medicine's future not as a battle against disease, but as cultivation of health from the ground up.